Hi everyone, it's Diane at Someone Gets Me, and today's episode is going to have a little bit of change. I've decided to have an episode with just me today, no music or extras, and allowing you to really take in what I want to share with you about making upscale choices, about up-leveling and upscaling how you choose what you do and how you use that inner intelligence that you have. And first, I'd like to remind you that our annual retreat is October 19th through 21, 2018. It's at the Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast, Florida. It's a luxurious resort. We have 3 days with different tiers of attendance and participation, and of course, all kinds of activities. And they have us great hotel room rates too. So check it out at visionsapplied.com. And of course, I will put the website link in the show notes. If you ever have any questions or comments or requests for somebody for me to interview or a topic you would like to hear me discuss that is applicable to you, please email me at diane@visionsapplied.com. That email will also be in the show notes, and I'll be happy to see how I can fulfill your request. So now let's get on with the rest of the show, talking about how to make upscale choices, how to make choices that are much more effective and long-lasting and have more power. You know, often we're taught how to just use our mind to process and think about our choices. But there's other ways to do it. There's ways to make choices that are on a higher frequency, that have a little bit more transformation and awareness in them. And there's a quote by Buckminster Fuller that I really like that I saw once hanging on the wall of one of my friends' homes. And ever since then, I just kind of listened to it. And it says, in order to change an existing paradigm, you do not struggle to try to change the problematic model. You create a new model and make the old one obsolete. You create a new model and make the old one obsolete. And I realized that a lot of times in my own world, before I even knew this quote or thought about it that way, that I do that sometimes. And I know some other people that do too. And recently I was with a client of mine who was trying to solve her challenges, doing the same thing over and over. Some people call that insanity. Some people say, well, why would you do such a thing? Well, I kind of look at it as we keep repeating what we know and we keep focusing on what we know about. And in order to upscale our choices, we need to be willing to let go of what we think we know in order to see something different, in order to truly transcend and overcome the current way of thinking that we're using, that problematic paradigm, if you will. So the choices we have are getting outside of the box, in fact, not even having a box, or not looking at the box, or being stuck in the box, or being stuck outside of the box, still looking at it though. So I see sometimes when people say we're going to fight this disease or fight that disease. Well, as long as I'm focusing on the disease, I'm going to get more of it. I don't care if I'm in the box or out of the box. So upscaling your choices has to do with approaching the solution and approaching a different way to do things without having the box as the orientation, with instead having that higher vibration, your higher inner knowing that's within you, that inner intelligence that's living within you, helping you make the choices, helping you see what to do, because that's the way to have what you need, have what you want, and upscale things. Your inner intelligence always is seeking to help you expand and help you raise your energy and help you get out of the cheap seats, helping you move into a completely different place, like the VIP section. So take a minute and step back for a moment in your mind's eye from yourself and see yourself and see how your energy is, see how you're moving in the world. Is there a lot of sadness or grief or sorrow, which is kind of heavy? Or is there more joy and love and harmony, which is a little bit lighter? And based on how that energy and that vibration is and how your body feels and what your mind is thinking about, you begin to see what it is you're attracting and how you're making your decisions. So when I'm really sad or feeling sorrowful, I will then sometimes have a low energy and a right? You can see me now, I'm hunching over. I'm looking down and I kind of feel all, sad. Or I could raise my vibration, raise my energy into one of joy or love or harmony or something like that. And I would be standing up straighter and my voice might be more alive and more fun and more amazing because there's more energy and it's higher. It's not sad. Instead, it's joyful. So all of us are always telling on ourselves about how we're feeling and how we're making our choices on our inner intelligence level. Some people are great at cognitive intelligence and can solve any problem with their brain, but their inner intelligence is an atrophied muscle. And some people rely so much on their inner intelligence that making a simple human decision like how to tie their shoe or solving something might elude them. So I think it's a balance that we really need to have. Knowing that our intelligence, that inner intelligence, our intuition, if you want to call it that, is always trying to help us move forward, is always trying to show us solutions. We just have to be curious and aware and alive so that that choice, those decisions, that intelligence can show up and show us where to go. So I have six steps that I use and that I teach people how to use to get our personal energy, our personal vibration, in a place where we're receptive to receive and understand solutions to the challenges in our lives. So let's go about it. Step one is calming yourself. Calming yourself by breathing deeply and tuning in to your mental and emotional attention. Where is it focused? We want to calm ourselves and look within, connecting to that inner resource. Your heart's desire, what your gut is saying, the nonverbal kind of impressions and movement of maybe how you want to be or not be. This is a very important step, being calm. In fact, every time I need to make a big decision, I take a long breath, I go, and I focus my attention inward. What's happening in my heart area? What's my stomach telling me? What is happening with my impression of whatever it is? Calming myself. It's vital. You cannot make an upscale decision without being calm on the inside. Even Sun Tzu talks about this in The Art of War, about if you're angry, that's not the time to have a fight, right? Calm yourself, focus yourself, look within. It's easier for you to connect with solutions, and that's where they come from. Calm yourself. That's step one. Step two is to use your imagination. That would mean, in your mind's eye, play through various scenarios. But while you're playing through the scenarios, you're just not looking at them. What you're really doing is you're feeling how you would feel if that particular scenario really happened. You can run it through and see how you would feel. If you feel your energy tighten up or get blocked or kind of restrict, that's probably not the right choice. If you feel yourself almost stand up a little straighter, opening your lungs, being a little bit more alive and aware, then that might be a good choice. So to use your imagination to play through the scenarios while you are paying attention to how your body is physically and physiologically responding. Because if you're thinking about something that's not a good idea for your greater path, your body will tell you. That deep knowingness of the sensations within you will tell you what the right thing to do is. It always does. So number three is to listen to your energy flow. Listen, which means not always with your ears, right? Listening while you're trying various solutions. Focus on them. Take some steps toward the ones that had that open energy and allow yourself to be a little bit more fluid. So if you're one of those people that's very rigid and has to be a certain way and line items and all of that, this is an opportunity for your practice to be a little bit more rigid or a little bit less rigid. It allows you to be able to see where you want to go and what you want to do in a more flowy, open way, not so restricted into a list. It doesn't mean you don't have order. It doesn't mean there's not a focus. It means there's a little bit more ease and flow. You're a little more open. Your imagination is serving you and showing you different opportunities. So again, if you feel a rub or a resistance inside, it's a wall of some type telling you, hold on, look a different place, do something different. Then you'll be able to tell what the next best choices are based on your own inner intelligence, your own inner guidance. When you use your inner guidance and you're not focused on a box, you've upscaled your choices. When you're focusing on the box from inside or out of it, you're not using upscale choices. It's that simple. Sadly, most people think focusing on the box from the outside is upscale. It's not. It's an illusion. So number four is making choices based on your vibration or your energy. In other words, choose to awaken to a solution that other people may not see because you're seeing things from different angles. You're more aware because you're open and receptive. You maintain your personal integrity with your inner knowingness, your soul, which is the most important thing. And it helps you transcend the old paradigm. Because leaving the old paradigm behind and transcending it and making that old thing obsolete, like Buckminster Fuller says, does not mean it was bad. It doesn't mean anyone was wrong. It means that it's time to grow. It's like your shoes when you were a baby. You know, when you outgrew them, you're not still beating them up, are you? No, you probably don't even know where they are, or maybe they've been bronzed. The point is that as we outgrow something, we don't beat it up. We don't berate it or beat ourselves up or say, oh, that was so unenlightened or something. We say, wow, that was amazing that I knew that then, and look where I'm going now. So we learn to transcend and include, transcend and include. Just to see what's going on, to make sure that we're growing and we're evolving, but we're bringing with us the messages from the past, but they do not control what we're doing. We're focusing on our inner personal intelligence, our inner personal integrity in our soul, and we're choosing to operate from that place, not focusing on a box or a problem. Then step five is confirmation. We get our confirmation of what we're sensing and what we're feeling by taking some actions. The moment you take a few actions based on the choice that felt the most open, you will start getting information about whether it's the action that's best for you or the action that you might want to change a little bit. Notice, I do not talk about right, wrong, good, or bad. It's not that. Upscaled choices are about what's serving you better. How are you growing and evolving? Something that might serve you okay today or great today might be obsolete tomorrow or next week or next year, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means you grew through it. And number six is to adjust according to your energy and your connection to what it is that's happening. So in other words, give yourself feedback, follow the flow, know what's going on, and pay attention. It's always important to pay attention because you cannot see your whole path. You can't see everywhere you're going. We're not meant to. It's kind of like driving on the mountain in a car with the headlights, but you're driving down a mountain and you can only see so far and then the road turns. And you have to trust that as you go around the turn, the lights will show you just enough and that the road will still be there. And of course it is. So we've learned to develop trust and faith in the light that's showing us the way as far as we need to see. Because as we grow and evolve and we raise our vibration out of things that are lower, like grief and sadness and pain and fear, and we experience more joy and harmony and love, the whole world changes. So it's our turn now to start paying attention to how we upscale, how we pay attention to how we make a decision from the inside out. So an example of how to use the six steps would be something like focusing on a medical challenge. In fact, I know some people that are having medical challenges. We probably all do. And it's very easy when you hear a diagnosis or a medical fear or something to and get all nervous, right? And take in that energy of the perception of it. And somebody who's learning to have upscale choices will, instead of getting all hyper and being all nervous, will do what? Breathe deeply and calm down. So it's the exact opposite of the fear-based response is an upscale response. And then the person will use their imagination. Huh, be curious. I wonder about this. How could this be? What are the solutions? Asking questions out of curiosity, looking forward toward solution, not focusing on what's backwards. Because if we focus on what's backwards, only on the diagnosis or the challenge, then we're going to get more of that. We want to use our imagination to focus forward on where we're going. Like, how can I create abundant health even in the face of this? What can I do to shift this situation? All kinds of things like that. Then we have to listen to our energy, listen to our body, direct us. I know somebody who was having some intestinal problems and they were told not to eat certain foods, and then they knew they weren't supposed to in their mind because they were told not to, but they also knew their body didn't like it, but they did it anyway. That's not an upscale choice, right? That's an old school, old paradigm choice of staying in the model, wishing you had a solution. So if you're going to make upscale choices, it's about paying attention to what's right for you and then following it. That's the action part, right? The confirmation is when you take the action. You don't eat what your body doesn't want. You learn how to make different decisions. You stay calm. You use your imagination. And then, of course, you keep giving feedback and adjusting accordingly. So if you take some action, and, you know, it's kind of like if you eat some food and it makes your stomach all acidy and feel yucky, then you don't go take a pill. You don't go try to do that to cover it up. You don't eat that food anymore. You might take something to help the digestion in that very moment, but we don't go back to the food that's not good for us. Yet so many people make the excuse, oh, I can eat this, I can do this, and I'll just do this, you know, I'll take this purple pill, or I will, you know, exercise a little bit more, or I will do whatever in order to not have to pay a consequence. But that's not how upscale people do it. People who make upscale decisions and upscale choices use their intuition and their connection to make the choice. And they're willing to be in the VIP section instead of the cheap seats where people are still stuck all in their heads. So we want to practice using our intuition, practice using our inner intelligence. Get confirmation on the things that you think about or know about and see how accurate you're able to discern it. And whenever I have an intuition about something, I usually call the person or try to find a way to check it out. So the more you raise your vibration and the more you upscale your choices and you come out of living neck up only in your head, you breathe better, you have a better world, and everything happens for the good for you. In fact, the solutions to things that you didn't even know you needed solutions for, and maybe those solutions that have been kind of eluding you for a long time, show back up because you're open, you're breathing, you're calm. So there you have it. Six steps, six things to do to continue to make upscale choices. And these steps are fluid and they move and they feed off each other. And they're different at different times. So it's a great practice to pay attention within and use your imagination and make sure you're taking action and confirming with the feedback that you get from the universe if what you're doing is correct or not. So I hope that this has helped you think about how you can make more upscale choices, how you can begin to make different changes in your life. So don't focus on the box. Focus on the solution. Focus on curiosity. It gets on my nerves when people say, well, we're fighting cancer. Well, if you're looking at cancer from in the box, you're in the box. If you're outside the box fighting cancer because now you're focusing on cancer, you haven't changed anything except you're in a different orientation to the box, but you're still giving that box that named cancer all the power. Rather, it's much more important to say, okay, that's what that person says, that's what all these things say, and I'm going to choose to use my imagination and my energy toward health, toward abundance, toward radical change for the better. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to focus on the problem. I'm going to focus on using my curiosity, imagination to allow my inner intelligence to guide me. Most likely, any challenges we have, we've probably ignored our inner intelligence along the way. Maybe we didn't even know we had inner intelligence, but now's the time to know. So there you have it. 6 steps, a few examples about how to make upscale choices. So remember, email me or contact me so that I can support you in any way that I'm able to do. And make sure that you attend our annual retreat in October if something tells you it's a good idea. It's called Take Me Out of My Head, after all. It's to help us not be in our head and help us live a more upscaled, alive, vibrant life. So until the next episode comes, let me know. Do you like it with the music or not? And I hope you have a great day, and I hope this episode finds you well and happy and curious. So remember to keep your face to the sun so those shadows fall behind you, because you're an amazing person. You are the best idea that there ever was. So go be that perfect you, because nobody else is qualified. I'll talk to you in the next episode.